Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Todd Eberle of the St. Mary's College. Todd, the governor says he wants to take a run at straightening out the redistricting map of Maryland. What do you think his odds are? What do you think his chances are? Will his party even want him to do this?
You know, I think his party will want him to do this. You know, Republicans would miss a real opportunity if they didn't get behind some sort of reasonable or fair or even quasi-independent means of drawing congressional and legislative districts. We all know that Republicans are the minority party in the state, but their numbers are sort of artificially suppressed in the congressional delegation and in the General Assembly by sort of egregious acts of gerrymandering. So I would think if they want to have a role in governing, that at least Hogan's party, the Republicans, would get behind it. For Democrats, for them to get behind it, they would basically have to decide that good governance, respectable approach to electing officials matters more than, you know, just cold, hard power. So the question is, can we find enough common ground between those who want really fundamental reform and those who just want some reasonable reform? And I think that there's common ground to be found.
If you were advising the governor, what would you say?
If you're looking for a good slogan, then, you know, you should probably say that in America, the people choose their representatives. The representatives shouldn't choose their people. But right now in Maryland, that's what we have, a system where those in office get to cherry pick their constituents. And we know from the last round of redistricting that that's exactly what happened. Senate President Mike Miller was on record saying that one of the reasons the districts look the way they do is because it was hard to accommodate all the requests from sitting members in Congress, you know, areas that they wanted to continue to represent. That's just completely the wrong way to draw congressional districts, but it's the way we do it in Maryland.
Well, one does not want to be overly cynical, but of course, this is the way it has happened because the people who have the power don't want to relinquish it.
Of course, of course. And everybody needs to acknowledge that in the states where Republicans have power, they're the ones who abuse this process. In the states where Democrats have power, they abuse it. So this is not unique to Maryland. It just so happens Maryland stands out as having among the most gerrymandered districts. So we happen to be really, really good at manipulating the process, and that's something that being good at, we shouldn't really be proud of.
Briefly, Todd, say what you think is the key to making this happen from Hogan's point of view.
He needs to get some key across the aisle sponsorship. So he's got to have a few Democrats come out and really be in favor of this. And I think he's got to win over the talking heads in the state. Evidence seems to suggest that he's already won over the Baltimore Sun and the Washington Post editorial boards. You know, he's got to get those sort of nonpartisan voices emphasizing this and talking about why it's important, because many of the Democrats are going to turn this into, well, why should we do this when Republicans in other states are going to continue to manipulate the process? And he's got to find some message that overcomes that.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for being with us. I'm sure it's a subject we'll get back to. For Todd Eberle, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.